Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's game five of the regular season. The San Jose Sharks are in Winnipeg following a disappointing loss last night in Chicago against the Blackhawks. They face off against the Winnipeg Jets team that is a perfect 3-0 on the season, two wins at home, and victorious in their last two contests in overtime. The Jets beat Minnesota 2-1 on Sunday at Canada Life Center. Kyle Connor got the game-winning goal in OT on that one. Mark Scheifele has a three-game goal and point streak with four goals and two assists in that span. Meanwhile, the Sharks are coming off that game in Chicago in which they fell behind 3-0, fought back to make a game of it, but then didn't have enough at the end. Head coach Ryan Warsawski told us this morning his message to the team.
Just that we need to be more connected. We got to be more competitive. We got to be engaged from the start of the game. I just thought we were chasing the game early from probably the second shift on, and then the penalties don't help. So we got to get back to our identity as a hockey team and understanding what that identity is and being more consistent with it.
Here's how Jake Walman broke down what happened last night.
You can see it in video. You can see it last night. I don't think we were mentally engaged from the start. We're the type of team that kind of needs to have that competitive edge 24/7 and for the full 60 minutes. We can't take a step back in that aspect, and I think we got off to a slow start in that way and weren't really able to find it. It was a little too late by the time we were trying to find it.
Alex Wenberg saw it this way.
Obviously a disappointment. I feel like we have an opportunity to come in and make a statement, and we just didn't come up to our standards. So obviously a game that we can learn a lot from, but the good thing about hockey is a new game today, so kind of like look at the old one, learn from it, and be better.
The question now is what to do about it. Well, Tyler Toffoli has goals in two consecutive games and is looking really solid this season, so he gave us some thoughts as to what's needed.
I think we just need to execute. I think our passing can be sharper and our movement can be a little bit better. And at the end of the day, just getting shots on net and getting shots through and creating second and third chances is, I think, one of the ways that we can be more successful.
Tonight is Vezina Trophy and Jennings Trophy winner Connor Hellebuck's 500th start in the National Hockey League going up against Mackenzie Blackwood. As a former member of the Winnipeg Jets, Tyler Toffoli knows Hellebuck quite well, and he talked about the challenge of facing him tonight.
Oh, I mean, he's definitely one of the best goalies in the league, and he has been since he's been in the league. So, he's big, he's athletic, and he plays a real simple game for a goalie, in my opinion. He gets the job done, and he loves playing. So, like you said, it's going to be a challenge tonight, and I think we're excited to going back to getting back in to playing and getting in the win column.
Toffoli's game is going quite well since he joined the Sharks, but he wasn't talking about that when asked about it today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think stats are everything in my opinion. Obviously, it's nice to score and all that, but at the end of the day, if you're losing hockey games, it's not that fun to, show up to the rink. You want to be winning, and that's where, when you're winning games, that's when it's most fun on and off the ice. So, like I said kind of earlier, just trying to get a win and move on and go from there.
The Teal Report will continue from Winnipeg in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The hat trick for William Eklund!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Ohio Stadium, where the Wolverine and Buckeye States meet to throw fuel on a century-old rivalry. But this time, it's different. This time, the roles of red and blue are reversed.
Moving in, shot, score!
This time, it's hockey at the Shoe.
Larkin with speed!
The Blue Jackets and Red Wings take it outside with the Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. Buy tickets now.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Coach Ryan Warshawski will go with Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets for his third appearance of the season. He's 0-0-2 so far with a 91 save percentage and a 3.34 goals against average. Lifetime against Winnipeg, Blackwood is 3-1-1 in 7 games with a 2.36 GAA. And tonight marks his 199th career game in the National Hockey League. As for the rest of the lineup, well, there are some decisions that need to be made for a variety of reasons. Here's head coach Ryan Warshawski with the update.
Will Smith will be out, and Ecky is going to be out as well with an upper body injury. Gooch is going to go in, and Giovanni will go in.
Eklund was bothered by something and was considered a game-time decision last night in Chicago, but he played and played well with 2 assists. But now that he's out and Gushin is in, Giovanni Smith will also step into the lineup with Will Smith out. Is there anything physically wrong with Will Smith?
No, it's part of the plan. Nothing to do with performance, just part of the plan, and he'll be out tonight.
A group of media asked Coach Ryan Warshawski whether or not this was a similar plan that Leo Carlson went through with the Anaheim Ducks last season.
I can't speak for what the Ducks did in their plan with Leo. This is our plan with Will, and that's what we're going with.
That brings us to tonight's game against the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets are a good team in the faceoff circle. They're deep up the middle. They've got some great defense, and they've got Hellebuck in goal. Alex Wenberg talked about how to play them.
Well, they're a good team for sure. Obviously, I mean, all the teams you play against are good. That's why this is the best league in the world. So today is just a little bit different from the games before. It depends who you have to face off against, but it's going to be a battle for sure. But, I mean, obviously, right now, there's no complaint to you. You just got to dig in, do the work. So.
And Wenberg also talked about how he makes sure he's ready for that 7 o'clock faceoff.
I mean, for me, it's just, I mean, you're just being a professional. Right now, we had a good morning, had a meeting, learned from it, and then obviously right now you got to go into your routines, do whatever you need to get ready. Everyone in our team right now is a pro, so I don't feel worried about that. So I feel like also it's good for us. I mean, obviously, from the disappointing result last night, that we just go straight to it. And we had a talk within the team, too. We gotta be better, so it's a great opportunity for us to win.
Tune in for the game at 4:30 Pacific. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.